الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله Tonight is the 21st of December. Is it the 20th? The 20th of December in the year 2017. Alhamdulillah, we moved on to the ninth night that we're going through the exalted and dear life of the eminent companion, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu. Now reached the stage where he's embraced Islam at the hands of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the last thing I mentioned were his blessed words, where he said, "The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never equated any of the other companions with me when it concerned matters that worried him, i.e., military matters." This is in Ibn Asakir, Kanz al-Umal, Volume 7, page 30, Al-Bidayah, Volume 4, page 238, Hayat al-Sahaba, Volume 1, page 288 to 92 of the New English Translation. So Khalid said about himself, radiyallahu, he goes, "When something specifically worried the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody he equated with me," i.e. with regards to obviously military matters. However, Sayyidina Amr ibn al-As, he said, radiyallahu, "By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never treated any man amongst his companions equal to myself and Khalid ibn al-Walid radiyallahu anhuma, who had embraced Islam after us." This is in Al-Bidayah, Volume 4, page 237. Hafiz al-Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi in his Al-Maghazi, Hayat al-Sahaba, Volume 1, page 287-8 of the New English Translation. So Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, he said that he mentioned himself, he goes, himself and Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu anhuma, he goes, "We were treated on a separate pedestal with regards to the other companions," and of course is again referring to military matters radiyallahu anhuma. In another report, Amr ibn al-As, he added radiyallahu anhu, "After we had embraced Islam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed myself and Khalid bin Walid at the top of his advisors in any serious matter confronting him. Indeed, we enjoyed the same position with Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu. I also continued that position during the reign of Umar radiyallahu anhu, but Umar radiyallahu anhu had perhaps some reservations with respect to Khalid radiyallahu anhu." This is in Ibn Hisham in his Seerah, Volume 3, page 291, Hafiz Waqidi rahmatullah alayhi in his Al-Mughazi, Volume 1, page 749, Al-Bidayah, Volume 1, page 238. So this adds something interesting. So Amr ibn al-As said, the Abu Bakr treated us the same. Any serious matter with regards to military affairs, we were given special preference. It goes, "When Umar became the Khalif, I also enjoyed that. But I noticed that Umar was cautious with Khalid, because he wasn't as free." So no, they would detect this with regards to Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu. Thus Allahu Akbar, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fox of the Arabs, and the custodian of the keys to the holy Kaaba, had now entered into the glorious fold. Subhanallah. So these are the titles of these noble men. Khalid ibn Walid, the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Amr ibn al-As, the fox of the Arabs, and Uthman ibn Talha, the custodian of the holy Kaaba. Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu anhu was around 47 years of age upon his embracing Islam, which is about my age, mashallah. Right? So he was obviously into his middle age. He was around 47 years of age. So moving on to the next section, Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu anhu, in the august company of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu now met his old friends in Al-Madinah and found that he was cheerfully welcomed by all. The old feuds were forgotten. There was a great new spirit in Al-Madinah, the spirit of pioneer. There was activity, anticipation, enthusiasm, optimism, and this atmosphere entered the heart of Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu. He breathed the clean air of the new faith and was finally at peace. He was home. So look how strange. He's left his home for the last 47 years, Makkah. When he's just entered Al-Madinah, he feels like he's home. So everybody has the same purpose. They're all behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're all united. Umar obviously congratulated Khalid bin Walid, his first cousin, on embracing Islam. So all of the old kind of, you know, tensions they had was removed. He also met, like I mentioned, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. And they were brothers and friends again. They naturally remained a little of the old rivalry between the two. But this existed as a subconscious undercurrent rather than a deliberate feeling or intention. Obviously rivalry. When it comes to good, the Prophet said you should compete. So obviously they had that rivalry with regards to good. The sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also visited the martyrs of Uhud. And with a heavy, heavy heart approached them. And was thereupon seen weeping profusely as to what he had by then ignorantly participated in, which ultimately led to their blessed martyrdoms. He then supplicated for these magnificent and most treasured souls. So this obviously he was highly instrumental in what happened at Uhud. So obviously he had to pay his respects. But his paying respect is not like mine and yours. He was the one who caused what happened at Uhud. So it was very touching that he went there and he paid his respects radiallahu. Then, if not suffering enough grief, shortly thereafter, he was now also to lose his noble brother, Walid ibn al-Walid, radiallahu, who had by then been struck down by a fatal ailment, whose parting words to his younger brother was both of happiness, that he had not left the world until seeing him embrace Islam, and also one of encouragement to now make amends for what he had done in the past. And with these words, Walid ibn Walid radiyallahu anhu left the troubles of this mortal world to eternal bliss amidst much grief and sorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be well pleased with him. Ameen. So he was very happy because he wanted his brother to become Muslim. And just before he died, his brother did become Muslim. So on his deathbed, he was very happy because Alhamdulillah, Allah ta'ala has shown me that you found the truth. And then he told him, he goes, now make amends for all what you've done. What was the cause of his death? One report says it was a thorn. He was in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he gave his turn to somebody else to ride. But his footwear wasn't very good. And they were travelling over a kind of a rough terrain. And it was a rock or a splinter. It cut him. So the person then said, go. He goes, now ride. He goes, you're injured. He goes, no, 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 no. He goes, this is in the path of Allah. And he tied his foot. But that became, you know, infectious. I think it was an excuse, and that was the cause according to one report. Whatever the case, he passed away. Radiallahu. So now the next section, entitled The Nightmares of the Sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon his embracing the glorious truth, Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu began to experience troubling dreams, often making him feel restless and awaking suddenly during the night. He started to have nightmares. He thus decided to approach our beloved messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Tabarani, Ibn As-Sini, number 755, Mursal Sahih, Targheeb, volume 3, page 116, Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawaid, volume 10, page 127, comments upon the chair of narrators, Imam Nawawi in his Al-Adhkar, page 163 of the English translation, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 5, page 190-1 of the New English translation, Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, he relates, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu once informed the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the frightening dreams that he regularly saw, which reached the extent that it even prevented him from performing salat at night. So stop the report. What would he do at night? Tajid. You know, when you think of Khalid bin Walid, you just think he's on the battlefield day and night. But he had time to do all the ibadat. So, but at this early stage, he had these nightmares, he couldn't go to sleep. So obviously he needed sleep, every human being needs sleep. It affected his tahajjud. And that's why he approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet thereupon said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Khalid, radiallahu, should I not now teach you some words that if you say them three times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dispel those frightening dreams from you. Khalid responded eagerly, may my parents be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me. It was precisely for this reason that I informed you about this. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereupon instructed him to recite the following dua. أعوذ بكلمات الله التامة من غضبه وعقابه وشر عباده ومن همزات الشياطين وأن يحضرون. I seek protection in the complete and perfect words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His wrath, His punishment, and from the evil of His servants. I also seek His protection from the whispering of the shaitans and from them approaching me. Sayyidah Aisha added, radiyallahu, it was not even a few nights later that Khalid bin Walid came back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, may my parents be sacrificed for you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I swear by the being who has sent you with the truth that when I uttered these blessed words three times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispelled the condition I was suffering from. Subhanallah, I now do not even fear entering a lion's den at night. So let's look at this. So this is an authentic report in Tabarani, Targhib, and many others. So he's having nightmares. So what? Who causes nightmares? Shaitan. The jinnat. They attack you at night. So imagine, what a buffoon, right? Attacking Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu. And he only approached because of tajid, because he's fighting my tajid. So he approaches, and the Prophet said these words three times. And this is a famous dhikr. The famous dhikr is actually short. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. The Prophet said about that dhikr, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if you say this three times, then nothing poisonous will bite you. You won't be bit by scorpions, snakes, etc., mosquitoes. Forget about, repellents. Just leave the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, perhaps other things, but this is a famous dua. But this one's slightly different. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min ghadabihi wa iqabihi wa sharri ibadihi wa min hamazati shayateen wa an yahduru. And the meaning, I seek protection in the complete and perfect words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His wrath, that's number one. His punishment, number two. From the evil of His servants, three. I also seek His protection from the whispering of the shaitans, and number five, and from them approaching me. What's left? Right? Complete protection. And look how quickly it happened. Few nights. Then he approaches, he goes, Ya Rasulullah, you taught me those, and now he says, not only has that problem gone, I do not now even fear entering a lion's den at night. So something really happened with that dua. If you enter a lion's den, mate, you're going to be minced meat. You go at night, you must be a fruitcake. Khalid bin Walid says, I have no problem with that as well. In another narration, it mentions that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had first advised him when he awoke to recite Bismillah first. And then the dua above, referred to Nasa'i, Ayat al-Sahaba, volume 5, page 191 of the New English Translation. So Bismillah is also mentioned. So how foolish was Shaitan? Why? For rather than trying to shake this mountain of a man's iman, it only increased it, together with his formidable courage. Why? Because he said, I can now enter the lion's den at night. So this is how feeble Shaitan is. He tries to do things. By doing what he does, he's actually playing into the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made Khalid even stronger by trying to weaken him during the night. How true as always were the words of our loving Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala when he described the planning of the wretch, when he said subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, Surah 4, verse 76, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Inna kayda shaitani kana da'ifa. Verily the secret plotting of shaitan is feeble indeed. Subhanallah. Verily the secret plotting of shaitan is da'if, is feeble. So the Quran tells you that he plans things, but he's actually an idiot. His planning is very weak. Example, there you go. He thought, I'll trouble Khalid, make him weak, he won't get sleep. What happened? Fantastic sleep. Nightmares disappeared, and now you got even stronger for the jihad campaigns. Right? So this is a dua which you can say for people who have nightmares. In another report, it mentions this is another dua for nightmares. Another thing I should mention: Shaitan seems to do this a lot with reverts. There's a hadith about Hamza, radiyallahu anhu. The hadith is in Hakim, I believe. And what happened was, he embraced Islam. I'll mention the narrative. What happened was, the Prophet was praying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Jahl, he basically said some very harsh words to the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, rebuked him, and he basically belittled the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, meanwhile, Hamza was hunting, going out hunting lions and ostriches. When he comes back, one of his female family members, they said, if only you had just seen. He goes, just seen what? He goes, how your nephew was belittled by Abu Jahl. Hamza at the time wasn't a Muslim, radiallahu. And he goes, what did he say? So the woman then said, he said this and this to your nephew. So usually what Hamza would do, radiallahu, he'd do tawaf. Then he'd go home and get changed. This time he went straight to the Kaaba Sharif. So the people thought, oh, he's come back and he's going to start doing his tawaf. And then he took his bow off his shoulders and he smashed it against Abu Jahl's face. Right? And he started to bleed. So the Banu Makhzum were going to pounce Hamza. But Abu Jahl was leaving because I did say something bad to his nephew. Then Hamza radiallahu anhu said, I've become Muslim. This is what you're going to do now. So the people then thought, don't be foolish. Or, you know, Abu Ammara, don't be foolish. And he goes, I've become the religion of my nephew. I'm following his religion. So what happened? At that point, you could think, well, he's not really Muslim. It was an emotional outburst. But he actually became Muslim. But the same night, he had nightmares. Then he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes, Ya Rasulullah, he goes, I'm having these visions and this, that, could you please make a dua? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a dua for that. Then Hamza said, radiyallahu, can you show me something, Ya Rasulullah, to put my heart at ease? And the report, if I can remember correctly, the Prophet made a dua sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Hamza saw Jibreel. Imagine, he saw Jibreel. Then he goes, I'm happy. So now what's happened? Same principle, shaitan. Person just embraced Islam. He thought, right, let's give him, you know, some nightmares to make him think that he's made a bad move. Backfired again. Khalid bin Walid, give him nightmares. Backfired again. And also, you've got to be careful about nightmares. Why? Because there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim where a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because I had a dream last night, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My head came off. And I was running after it. So the Prophet said, don't tell me dreams where shaitan plays with you. Meaning it's a nightmare. And he's just doing this to hurt you, to give you trouble. Right? And he doesn't play, it's not a game for him. You know, we think, well, that's, you know, why is he just doing these petty things? Because he's doing it to trouble you, to affect some aspect of your worship. Maybe it's the fajr that you can't get up for now because you're having nightmares. Or maybe you think you want to do tajjud. He interferes, so a person embraces Islam, and all of a sudden he starts getting nightmares. So he's thinking, nah, well, before I was a Muslim, I was alright. Maybe this is a sign that God's upset with me. Right? So this is again why he does it. It's not a game to him. But this is a dua the Prophet taught us, that Allah is. So the Quran says, the secret plotting of shaitan is da'if. About women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, their secret plotting is great. Right? And that's interesting. Another dua for nightmares. In Abu Dawood, number 3893. Tirmidhi, number 3519. Hassan Gharib. Ahmad in his Musnad 2-181. Hakim in his Mustadrak 1-548. Ibn As-Sini. Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Al-Adhqar, page 164 of the English translation. Mishkat, number 2477, or volume 3, number 210. In the chapter on the seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh al-Bani rahmatullah alayhi states sahih in Qalim al-Tayyib number 49. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhu, he said, when one of you is terrified during his sleep, he should say, and he mentioned the same dua, which I mentioned. A Sunan narrator added, Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu used to teach these words to those of his children who could understand. And for those who could not understand, he wrote it down and hung it around their necks. So this is one of the hadiths that is used to prove ta'weez. But note, the Sahaba did it for the one who couldn't recite. Is it young child doesn't understand? Not for the hafiz. Right? You're hafiz, mate. You know, but I want ta'weez. Right? So there's a reason, but it is a proof. The Sahaba wouldn't give you something unless it's permissible. This is one of the proofs they've given. Another narration relates that Khalid ibn Walid's brother, Walid ibn Walid, had also informed the Prophet ﷺ that he often felt fearful. Thus he instructed him ﷺ to recite the same dua when retiring to bed. Refer to Ahmad Targhib, volume 3, page 116, Hayat al-Sahaba, volume 5, page 191 of the New English Translation. So this report adds that Walid ibn Walid, he says, I just feel fearful, Ya Rasulullah. It wasn't a nightmare. Just, you know, some people have these feelings. He goes, recite this dua before you retire to bed. Meaning, maybe after Maghrib earliest, or certainly before you sleep. Other du'as are also mentioned. For instance, in Tabarani, in his Awsat, Shaykh Albani rahmatullah alayhi states Sahih in his As-Sahihah, number 2738, Kanzul Umal, number 28539, relates similar. Khalid bin Walid himself relates, radiyallahu, I used to wake up terrified at night, and would thus upon awakening take my sword and strike anything in my path. In another report, he mentioned this was due to a mischievous jinn. I thus informed the Messenger of Allah about this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he responded, should I not teach you some words that the trustworthy spirit Jibreel just told me, alayhi salatu wa sallam, say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات التي لا يجاوزهن بر ولا فاجر من شر ما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها ومن شر فتنة الليل والنهار ومن كل طارق إلا طارق يطرق بالخير يا رحمن. I seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's complete words, which no righteous or corrupt person can violate, from the evil of whatever descends from heaven or ascends to it, from the evil of the night and day's tribulations, and from every visitor except for visitors that come with good. Oh, the supremely merciful, grant this. Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu anhu further related that it then all came to an end after he had recited this dua. Subhanallah. So now there's a contradiction. The previous report, authentic, it was a different dua. This Sahih Hadith in Tabarani mentions another dua. So the response is, very easily, the Prophet maybe have taught him a few duas, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this adds a few details, which is very interesting. One thing, it shows that when he got up, he was so angry. Because obviously you want to see who's doing it to you. But when it's the jinn, you can't see them. So he's just smashing things. He said it himself. He goes, I take my sword and I strike anything. Whatever's in the house, smash it. And people are like this when they get affected by the jinn. They go, come out and, you know, be, you know, show me yourself. And this is the game they play. So Khalid felt that. Then when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what had recently been revealed to him, imagine, Jibreel had descended, alayhi salatu wa sallam. And he goes, I will teach you this. And the meaning is, you know, so beautiful. I see protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's complete words. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi ta'amma. Now why is that aqeedah? Because you can only seek protection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet here, you're seeking protection not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his words. So the ulama said that means that his words are part of his attributes. Right? It's not created, because you're not allowed to seek protection from created things. So this is a proof the Quran is not created. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tamma. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which no righteous or corrupt person can violate. Why is that interesting? Because sometimes righteous people inadvertently try to harm you. For example, the evil eye. They don't mean to do it. The protection protects you from that. Or a corrupt person, somebody who's trying to harm you. He goes, your words cover you both ways, oh my Lord. Then the dua says, from the evil of whatever comes down from the heaven, the shayateen that are in the heavens, or the ascent to the heavens, protect me from them. From the evil of the night and the day's fitna, and from every visitor, except the visitors that come with good, i.e. the noble angels. Then he says, Ya Rahman, O the supremely merciful. And Khalid bin Walid said, It all came to an end after I said this beautiful dua to me by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these du'as are priceless for those who suffer from these ailments. People have approached me, what's the du'a for nightmares? I've told them, I don't know whether they'll do it. Then I see him going on somewhere else. And the guy gives him a book. Go and read the book, get in it, mashallah. It is important to highlight here that the above blessed du'a begins with ta'awud. What's ta'awud? A'udhu billah. No, the du'as all start with that. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tamma. Now why is that? Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi, he highlighted in Fath al-Bari 12-464, isti'adha should be said sincerely turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not sufficient to merely move the tongue with it. So there's a problem now. A person just says it. A'udhu billah, right? So Ibn Hajar said, isti'adha is not just the tongue. You sincerely say it. Thus, in order to produce the desired effect quickly, efficiently, the awudh should be said, number one, with understanding. Secondly, true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. And thirdly, His promised protection. Then it will work quickly. If you tape recorded it, it might take longer. But it will still have an effect. That's the problem. People just, you say, brother, with that dua that you've been saying for the last 55 years, what does it mean? I've got a clue. Right? So obviously he's doing it. But the problem is he doing ta'awwud? No, he's not. Because he doesn't know what he's saying. Right? In fact, the danger with that is you might actually start saying it wrong. And how many people start a dhikr, and then they find out somebody goes, brother, what are you saying? And he's changed the words. Because he doesn't know what he's saying. And what's even more dangerous, you don't even know Arabic. So you might be changing it to give me punishment. Right? Next minute, all vowels gone. Hey, end up with, you know, something. But you're asking for punishment. Who told? But I learned it. You didn't learn it. It's not tawbah. Understanding. Secondly, believing in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sounds strange. But some people aren't like that. They got more trust in medicine. Right? Brother got a headache. But if you take this tablet, brother, look at the iman they're giving. You can see from the expression, this will put you to sleep. Right? And he goes, brother, why do you say that when you're quoting this hadith? Oh, brother, that's, you know, spiritual, isn't it? Right? There you go. That's second problem. Third, you believe that you'll be protected. Right? Some people say, no, I'm a big shaitan, you don't work for me, and this, that, and that, and don't do it. Then, did the Prophet say it's only for Khalid bin Walid? Radiallahu anhu. In yet another report, Khalid bin Walid was given another dua. Radiallahu anhu. In Tirmidhi, number 3518, it's daif. Ibn Adi in his Al-Qamil 6-628, Al-Futuhat 3-181, Imam Nawawi in his Al-Athqad, page 164 of the English translation, Mishkat number 2411, or volume 3, number 153, in the chapter on invocations at dawn and at dusk. His chain contains Al-Hakam ibn Zuhair, whose narration is matruk, abandoned by scholars of hadith. Tabrani in his Awsat, Ibn Abi Shaybah in his Al-Musannaf relates similar. So this, the authenticity of this is very weak. But Imam Tirmidhi records it. So why has Imam Tirmidhi recorded it? Because it's not masail. It's a virtuous deed. Right? The meaning is beautiful. It's a beautiful way of seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it does have a chain. So Imam Tirmidhi, with all his deep knowledge of the hadith, he recorded it in his blessed work. As did Imam Nawawi in his work Al-Athqar. Right? So this is another report. Sayyidina Abu Rayda, he relates, radiyallahu, Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu, once complained to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma anamu layla min al-alaq. Imam Nawawi clarified, rahmatullah alayhi, linguists say that the word al-alaq means sleeplessness. The reason I've pointed that here is because you're reading English. Sometimes the Prophet used words that even the Arabs didn't understand. So look what he said. Khalid bin Walid said, radiyallahu, Ya Rasulullah, ma anamu layla min al-araq. Go and test it. Go to some Arabs. He won't know what you're talking about. So the linguists, Imam Nawawi said, Al-Araq means sleeplessness. So look at the knowledge of the Quraysh in terms of the language of the mastery of the language of the Arabs. He goes, sleeplessness is troubling me, Ya Rasulullah. He goes, I cannot sleep in the night because of insomnia. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when you retire to your bed, say the following dua, O Khalid. اللهم رب السماوات السبع وما أذلت ورب الأرضين وما أقلت ورب الشياطين وما أضلت قل لي جارا من شر خلقك كلهم جميعا أن يفرط علي أحد منهم أو أن يبغي علي عز جارك وجل ثناؤك ولا إله غيرك لا إله إلا أنت. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the seven heavens and all that they give shade to, Lord of the earths and all that they support, Lord of the shaitans and all those whom they lead astray, be a protector to me from all your creation to prevent them from transgressing against me or oppressing me. Those whom you protect are mighty, glorious is your place, and there is no other God other than you. Indeed, there is no God but you. Look how beautiful the dua, subhanAllah. So what did Imam Tirmidhi do? He goes, get this into your life. Right? So look at the tawheed as well. You know, if you want to know the tawheed of the Muslim, somebody goes, go on a course, just look at the duas, brother. Forget about courses. Right? Look at the duas of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's teaching you tawheed. And somebody goes, who is this Lord that you worship? Just mention a few duas of the Prophet. Imagine you said to a non-Muslim, this is the Lord we worship. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the seven heavens and all that they give shade to. Think about that. What's left? All seven heavens, all that they give shade to. Lord of the earths and all that they support. Lord of the shaitans, all those whom they lead astray. Be a protector to me from all your creation, to prevent them from transgressing against me or oppressing me. Those whom you protect are mighty. Glorious is your place. There is no other God other than you. Indeed, there is no God but you. Subhanallah. All praise be to our loving Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed such priceless and most needed gifts. Ameen. So all of this is fascinating. Who had these nightmares? Khalid bin Walid, radiyallahu. Some people even say this, you know, the active people, they seem to have a lot of these troubling dreams. Maybe there's some truth to that, because Khalid was obviously very active. One report says he'd sleep with one eye open, like a fox. Right? And that was for his military. He actually, there's a report mentioning he trained himself to do that. So people thought he was still awake. So when spies would come, they'd think he don't sleep. But he was sleeping. Imagine thinking, subhanAllah. But, of course, this backfired big time on Shaitan, because he became even more stronger and braver for the cause of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all I mentioned today was basically now he's in the company of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and just spending most of the session with regards to the nightmares that he suffered from. But not we, but we also take these immense blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you should be so grateful that these gifts have been given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a better way to get the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than through what his beloved Messenger taught you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can't go through a more pristine channel. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanaka allahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk wa billahi minash shaitanir rajim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin bismillahir rahmanir rahim wal asr innal insana lafi khusr alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat wa wasal haqq wa wasal sabr sallallahu alaihi wasallam.